The Tales of Three Best Friends, Part 3. Jack, Emily, and Max had been solving numerous mysteries in the town. Months had passed, so Jack, Emily, and Max decided to take a well-deserved break from their work. They had been working for days in and out and had given all their attention and time to their work of solving various mysteries and cases. The three best friends planned to spend their time on campaigning trip away from the hustle and bustle of the town. However, their vacation turned out to be a mystery in itself. It was their first day of the campaigning. They were already enjoying the change in their schedule. The three best friends had also decided that they would be not talking anything regards their work. The first day of campaigning had already started to turn into night. The excitement of holidaying and campaigning had just started to set in until they heard strange noises coming from the nearby woods. At first, they thought it might have been some wild animal or birds, but the sound appeared to be too human-like. The three best friends decided to investigate. Jack led the group into the woods to find the sources of the noises that had been coming. On following the directions of the noise, they unknowingly ventured deep into the woods. The noises grew louder and clearer. While still following the direction the noise had been coming from, suddenly they found themselves in front of an abandoned cabin. Jack, Emily, and Max stood right in the front of the abandoned cabin. It also seemed that the noise was coming from inside the abandoned cabin. They were a bit hesitant to enter the cabin at first, but they gathered courage and decided to enter the cabin. Emily slowly pushed open the cabin's door. As they entered the cabin, the three friends found some tools lying around, and it was clear that someone had lived there recently. Upon further inspection, they discovered a note that was addressed to them. It was a cryptic message that read, "If you want to uncover the truth, you need to follow the trail that leads to the caves in the valley." Left with no choice, the three best friends followed the trail, which was marked by a peculiar symbols, and eventually they found the cave. The entrance was veiled in the darkness, but they proceeded with the help of torch. Upon entering the cave, they were startled by a loud noise that sounded like footsteps. As they kept moving forward, the noise grew louder, and they soon found themselves face to face with a group of people. At first, they were all amazed to see a group of people in the deep dark cave in the middle of the night. The group included a local artist, an environmentalist, some hunters. Initially, they were skeptical of the three friends, but they quickly realized that they were there to solve a mystery, much like they were. The group had been trying to stop a group of archaeologists from excavating the area and were hoping that the three best friends could also help them. The group, consisting of the local artists, environmentalists, and hunters, narrated the problem to the three best friends. The group was able to uncover the truth of the archaeologist. The truth was that the archaeologist had recently found a fossil of a rare species of a prehistorical animal in the region, and they wanted to keep it hidden to monopolize their discovery. But according to the group, the archaeologist was on the mission that was given by the government of the town, hence hiding the important decision from the government would be a big betrayal, and the same could be used for their self-benefits. With the collective effort of the group and the three best friends, they were able to expose the truth and bring the fossil to the town's attention. For their spectacular work, once again, the three best friends, along with the group of environmentalists, hunters, and local artists, were rewarded with the title from the government. The mystery had been solved, and the three best friends had once again proved that their unique skills came in handy when they needed it. They returned to the town from their holiday that turned again into mystery solving. But they hailed as heroes, ready yet again for their next mystery in line.